Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And I'm here to give you as much gardening information as possible. And if you're hearing that means I am taping the show. This is a pre-recorded but all brand new information for you, the listener. I am out for a bit, getting, as I've been calling it, some preventative maintenance done. We do that for our vehicles. We do it for all the machines we use in the garden. Might as well do it for ourselves every once in a while, and so I'm taking some time to do that. I'll be back as soon as I can, but until then, I've come up with a lot of great content for you guys so that we can continue to, you know, get educated when it comes to the garden, right? So, you know, I just wanted to continue with this as always, just like we're here, but, you know, just talking a little bit and really just talking for the 4 hours, and keeping it, you know, as best we can. So we're into the month of December here. The holidays are over. The Thanksgiving holiday, I should say, right? The Thanksgiving holiday is over and we have moved on to that next holiday, that Christmas holiday, and I bet you at this point there are a number of things that you have done to decorate the house. You know, maybe brought that Christmas tree in. Maybe you wait till the last minute for the Christmas tree. Maybe it's, you know, decorating outside, putting the lights up, putting some wreaths and garlands up. You know, all those different things you've probably started doing or you're going to do, right? I know a number of people who have traditions that no matter what, they wait till the 24th to put up their Christmas tree, right? They put it up the 24th. It's a tradition. It's just what they do. I know others that wait for their family to get back from college or from wherever they are and do it together. And sometimes that's, you know, the second or third week. Then there are families who have done it already right after Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving holiday, because everybody's together, right? So putting up the tree at any point, really great, up to you how you want to do it. Obviously, we did talk in a previous show all about the Christmas tree, all about the different trees and what we, you know, have out there, the balsam fir, the Fraser fir, all the specialties. So I'm not going to bore you with a lot of that same information, but it is that time of year, right? So, you know, it's a time to enjoy this season. You know, they call it a holiday season because of the fact, or the Christmas season, because of the fact that, you know, it lasts for a good amount of days, right? It lasts for the entire month of December. It lasts for even parts of November. And, you know, hey, all the stores were ready early before Halloween. And I know, you know, stores were changing their coffee cups to Christmas early this year and getting ready for it. So it's definitely, you know, a big season, right? We're going to talk a little bit later about, you know, the poinsettia. There are a number of stories that I want to discuss for the poinsettia, as I think it is a... there's so much to it, right? It's not just a, here's a pretty flower. I love the background of, you know, the information behind the poinsettia and how it became, you know, what it is today and the meaning of it, right? I love just discussing it. You know, there is National Poinsettia Day, right? Where... 9 days away at this point, it's the 12th of December, that it's National Poinsettia Day. So why not talk about it early so you can have some other ideas behind it instead of just, ooh, it's that it comes in those different colors and I heard it's poisonous. Yeah, you've heard some things. But we're going to try and make those, you know, kind of into myths, right? Although... they can be poisonous. It's not like you think. So we'll discuss that. We'll also discuss things to be doing, you know, maybe in the garden, maybe indoor garden. What else can you be thinking about? You know, what we should be doing with our houseplants. What we should be doing, you know, just in general with plants. And where we can look to get some more information in regards to plants in general. So before we, you know, go into the, the full winter months, we're not even into winter yet. Winter will start, you know, closer to the end of the month. But before we get into those, let's think of things that we can look at and think about during those winter months when we're sitting there and with snow covering everything. Right, and we can have something to enjoy, something to think about spring already. So that's what we look to do today, just discuss a few of those things. You know, we'll obviously do everything we can to keep it as fresh material. I might repeat a few things here and there, but that's just to make sure everybody can hear it, right? You know, I think... I have three different stories in regards to a poinsettia. And they're all just super cool. They all, you know, give the kind of the meaning. But, you know, I'd love to give just a quick story at some point about the Pepita and the poinsettia. It's just so cool information. The namesake. What else is going on with it? So we'll talk about that, as I said, which I've already said twice, so I apologize. But... we will be giving you live information throughout this. Won't be taking calls, obviously, as this is recorded, but we're going to give you tons of information today on different things. Now, one of the things that, you know, I got a few years ago was a bunch of books that my father had purchased over the years, right? Some of these books are straight out of the 70s and 60s. Some are brand new. And I like to go through them and just see different things all the time with different ideas. And he has one book that was New England Month by Month Gardening. Now, it's pretty cool because each month has something different, and you know, you go through it, and it kind of keeps it the same theme per month, right? Gives you a little overview on the month. And then, as you flip through the pages, it talks about planning. And it goes through annuals, bulbs, edibles, lawns, roses, shrubs, and trees. Then it moves on to plant, and it talks about all those same things. And then it moves again on to care with the same same mentions, and then to water, and then it has fertilize, and then finally problem solve. So we're going to go through that book a little bit today, because I find that there's so many cool things in here per month that might be just good to just as a refresher or something to think about. But this book, like I said, is called Month by Month Gardening in New England. And it is written by Charlie Nardozzi. And I think it would be a cool book to take a look at for anybody who's looking for, you know, just a month by month, just ideas, reminders, right? You know, in December, just it even gives holiday tree options, right? It's just so cool to look at some of these months and see what to do. You know, there's a whole thing in October about composting and what to do with your bulbs. So, you know, I will be reading a little bit for this on the month of December because I think it is important. But in the meantime, we're going to take a break here. And when we get back, more great information on what you can be doing now. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tons of great information today. As we were already discussing, I'm going to be giving you some information out of a book that I find very interesting. It's called Month by Month Gardening for New England. It's a Cool Springs Press book, so something definitely take a look for. And I think you'll understand why in a little bit here. But, you know, for the month of December here, it really, you know, talks about planning and what you can be doing for all the different parts of the garden. I think planning is something that, you know, you've heard me talk about when it comes to, you know, planning for insects or planning for diseases or things along those lines. But planning should also be looked at in those later months so you are ready for that next season when it hits. You know, I've worked in retail my entire life, and retailers are always a season ahead, right? Sometimes a little bit too far ahead, but they're definitely there, right? You know, Halloween was out earlier this year than normal. The Halloween decorations and the candy and everything. Which meant Christmas was out earlier this year. And it's the same thing as our seasons. Now, you can't do that with a lot of live material, right? Like your shrubs and your annuals aren't going to be outside in like February and March. But you can plan for it as so when they do come in, you're ready to go. So I want you to take a look at the different things you want to do this next season. Do you want to, you know, grow an edible garden? Do you want to just plant perennials? Do you have an area that you want a vine to take over eventually? Or are you just focusing on a new tree or shrub for the year? So these are all things you can start to plan out now. You can go online, search different trees, search different shrubs, search different vines, and get that information. Now, a lot of your local garden centers for next season have already placed their orders. But that doesn't mean they can't add on to those orders. It's one of those things where if you're very interested in something and you see that it's viable in our area or your area, it would be worth giving a shot and saying to a garden center, hey, do you know if you're getting this in this year or for next year? And if so, could I get one put on hold for when I come in the spring? Or if it's not, what can I do to get it ordered? How many do I need to buy? These are all things that, you know, a local garden center would love to have because they know that they can get something for you. Because in retail, you don't have a crystal ball. You have numbers that sit, you know, in a database somewhere that say, these were bought this year, these were bought this year. But we don't know what you're looking for. And they don't know when you're going to want it. But if you can help them out and say, hey, I really want this style of Japanese maple. Or I want to make sure I get 50 arborvitaes because I'm putting a fence in. Those are the things that people at garden centers love to hear. And it's not for the sale. It's for the fact that they can help you and make sure you get it. So that's where the planning comes in. And it's not just about, you know, planning on what you're going to plant. It's, hey, if your area doesn't have frost or frozen soil or, you know, snow on the ground, it's things that you can do outside, too. It's planning for the next season. Planning a garden bed. Leaving the leaves in one area because you know you're going to compost that in that area and you're going to start a compost bin in one area next season. Those are all things that you can plan. Well, we're going to take a break. When we get back, more of things to do in the month of December.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Update. The serial killer in Los Angeles caught. USA's Skip Kelly with more.
A suspect accused of killing 3 homeless men in L.A. has been apprehended. He was already in custody for another murder near L.A. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna here.
By Thursday morning, they placed Jared Joseph Powell under arrest for murder and robbery.
He was charged with 3 homeless men's killings after a car identified near the first shooting was confirmed as the same vehicle present at the scenes of the 3 homeless men's killings.
In other news, you can hear the chaos after a bombing in the Philippines. The president there urging calm and promising justice. At least 4 people killed during the Catholic Mass. The attack comes just one day after the Philippine military killed 11 terrorists from an Islamic extremist group. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. No need for a phone number today. We are just giving you tons of information on what you can be doing in your garden or indoor garden this time of year and some great tips for later in the year. Anyways, we've been discussing a book that I find is pretty cool, the month-by-month gardening in New England, written by Charlie Nardozzi, and just has so many interesting pieces that, you know, I'm kind of going through some of this with you. You know, one of the things that we kind of think about, or we're saying, December, you can't plant anything, right? You know, what are you going to plant in December? Well, it's not just about planting outside. One of those reminders is right now, don't forget to take that amaryllis bulb from the cold, dark storage and put it into a sunny area. Right? Because if you've kept amaryllis bulb year after year, you've kept it in the dark for a couple months here. It's time to get it out. And you can also be planting some of these edibles, right? Microgreens. It's a great one to add, right? Maybe you have herbs that you brought in or that you've purchased, because herbs are becoming more throughout the year, not just in the spring to put outside. Now, obviously, not all the varieties are there, but there's still some there because we still cook in the winter months and we still use these herbs for different things. It's not like because the clock struck midnight and it was December that we're not going to use them. It's just a different approach to it. Maybe you want to start a windowsill garden with some herbs in it. Be fine to plant it, right? It'd be fine to get those in the garden now. And when I say the garden, I mean in the windowsill garden, is like what we're talking about here. But the idea here is, It's not just about herbs. You could, if you have a very sunny window, or even a grow light, which are becoming more readily available than they were way back, right? You think about some of the vegetables you might be able to do indoors with a grow light. All the different lettuces. You could even do some radishes, right? Radishes don't go far into the soil, and they take about 30 days. You know, there's tons of different herbs that you can do. You know, you can do some basil, you know, maybe some thyme, rosemary, all those things. Maybe start them out. It's as good a time as any. You shouldn't just say, all right, well, it goes outside, it's done. I'm done with it. Bring it inside, try it out. So it's definitely, you know, something to be thinking about. Something more than just saying, all right, I'm done for the season. I'll see you in the spring. Now, this is also the time where, you know, if you're going to use a live Christmas tree this year, the ground still, you know, if it's not frozen, dig that hole for that tree so it's ready to go. So that when you bring it inside for just those few days and you bring it back, you can protect it for the winter. You know, obviously when it comes to a live Christmas tree inside, you're not leaving it in the house for more than a week. A week is like the max. And what you can do to make sure it's taken care of is start that hole earlier. Get that hole dug now. Wait to bring it inside until, you know, maybe it's the 20th or the 21st, so you can have a few days after Christmas. Or maybe if you know the day after Christmas you're going away and you need to put it back outside and put it somewhere, bring it in the 18th for that week. That's it. But here's the deal. Here's one thing I want you to do when it comes to that tree. I want you to bring it into like a garage or a shed or a basement that's not heated. And bring it in for a few days prior. So what's going to happen is it's going to start to, you know, acclimate a little bit, but not all the way where it just goes from cold to hot. We need to do what we would do with a plant that goes outside in the spring. Our house plants that we bring outside into the yard, onto our patios, we need to acclimate them to the outside. We're doing the same thing for this live Christmas tree, just the opposite way. We're acclimating it from cold temperatures to the warm temperatures of indoors, right? And then once you've left it inside for that week to celebrate, after that, you need to bring it and leave it back in that unheated garage or patio, or storage shed or basement for about a week, right? Let it start getting that feel. Let it start getting cold again. Instead of going from, you know, 68, 70, 72 degrees to freezing cold. Now, the temperatures fluctuate all the time. You never know what it's going to be. But the idea here is we need to take off a little bit of that edge of the cold. Now, a shed might be pretty cold because a lot of sheds aren't completely insulated, right? So it might be best if you have a garage to leave it in there where the doors are going to open here and there, but it's not going to be freezing, freezing cold. So that's why you get the hole ready. So when you do bring it outside, it can just go right into the ground and be protected. So definitely, you know, something to think about. The other thing is, right, if the ground isn't frozen, make sure you continue to water. Right? if the winter is going to be such a bad winter as they predict, right, the January, February, they say, get out the shovels. Well, we want to make sure that our plants that we've planted this season have water until the ground freezes and can pull that water in. You're not going to have to water them every day like we do in the summer. Maybe it's once a week. Maybe it's once every other week. But the fact of the matter is, if the ground's not frozen, continue to water. So now, this same book moves on to care. And I think, you know, some of these things are what we talk about all the time, just written out, right? You know, the sticking with edibles, right? It says, pinch branches and leaves of herb plants such as chives and parsley that you're growing under grow lights or in a sunny window for eating. It's a good tip, right? If you want them to, you know, get bigger, pinching is a good way to do that. Now, if you're using seeds that you're sprouting for eating, you need to actually rinse those a couple times a day to prevent mold buildup and to help with germination. So that's something interesting. You've heard me talk about lawns at deep lengths, obviously. But this time of year, if the ground isn't frozen and you haven't put your last fertilizer down, you could do that. But most cities and towns have rules and regulations that will kind of give you a date of no return. Don't put fertilizer down after this date. There are cities and towns on the Cape, in Mass, that I know have specific dates of like November 15th that they say no more fertilizer after this day. So double check with your town, regulation, your town website will have things like that. But if you haven't and the ground's still thawed, you can put it down still. It's only going to help it thrive through the year, but it's really going to benefit you for next year. Now, one thing you can do is, not walk on the lawn this winter. Now, if the ground's frozen and you walk on top of that lawn, you're actually doing more damage than good, and the damage is going to show up next year. You're not going to see it for a while, but you're going to be wondering what happened. Why is there an area that there's major issues? Now, I get it. Kids are going to run out and play, they're going to make snowmen, they're going to go down hills, they're going to do all these things. But what I'm saying is, when there's no snow on the ground, and the ground is frozen, and it's just the grass, it makes more sense not to walk over it, because you're actually going to kind of cut those blades. You're almost, breaking them off to the point where it's a rip versus an actual cut, which opens up the door for pathogens. It opens up the door for dieback. And the spring is when you'll see it. You won't see it for months. So it's one thing to be thinking about. If the ground is frozen and there's no snow on top of it, try to stay off of it. It's almost like, it's that hard one when, you've had your floor washed, right? You washed the floor, you just cleaned it. And there's always like, ooh, I got to get something on the other side. And then you tiptoe through it. And then there's little spots in that area of where you walked through the wet floor. Well, it's kind of like the same thing in the lawn, because we're like, ooh, I got to get something on the other side. And then you walk through, not thinking. And then your footprints are all the way through this frozen lawn, and those areas are cut. And then there's going to be issues next season. So definitely think about it. And if it's frozen, try not to walk on it. But if there's snow, you're fine. Now, for your shrubs and trees, take a look at any of that prevention that you've done. know, did you put burlap out? Did you do tree guards around the base of a tree? You know, is there snowfall? Has there been tons of snowfall? And this is not just for this month. It's for the, you know, the following months as well of winter. Now, is, you know, roses, some people will put those teepees over them. Some will put those cardboard covers over them with a hole in the center. Are they still in the same spot? Do they need to be moved around? These are things to be looking at this time of year to make sure they're protected. Also, has the deer come after some of your plants? Maybe it's time to respray. So some things to really think about. Now, we're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll finish up some things to do for the month of December and work our way into the rest of the show. We'll be back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Show, but all new information. So it's not a rebroadcast. This is something that we taped ahead of time, knowing that I'd be out for a bit. Now, we've done a lot of talking about things to do in December here in the different time frames. We talked about, you know, planning. We talked about planting. We talked about care. We touched base on a little bit of watering. Now, one thing I want to touch base on is fertilizing, right? A lot of your plants at this time of year, even though, you know, the ones that you've brought in, really don't need fertilizer. It's one of those things where, you know, obviously I work in a retail facility. I purchase fertilizer for you to use on your plants. But to me, it is so hard to say to somebody, oh yeah, buy this fertilizer in the middle of December or in January for your plant. Because everything I know has basically said, don't do it in the winter months. So I try to make sure I tell you guys as much as possible during the winter months, do not fertilize your plants. There's a few that we can do. You know, it's not everything. But a lot of your plants that you're overwintering indoors want that dormancy period. Right? They want that time to rest. It's not the time for them to grow. It's the time for them to rejuvenate themselves so that when it is time to grow, they can put all their energy into it. So they're kind of like hibernating, right? We fed them all year. We got to a certain point and we stopped. It's kind of like a bear, right? Eats all year. Eats as much as it can because it knows it's going to take a rest. And it takes a rest for a couple months. And then it comes back. And man, it's hungry. Same thing like your plants. Now, you know, Your plants aren't going to eat you like a bear might. You know, unless you're, you know, in the Little Shop of Horrors, but that's a different show, different day. But the fact of the matter is it's the same type thing, if that's what, you know, makes you kind of think about it. They're hibernating. Even though they're in front of your face, and they're in your house, they're under grow lights, they're in a window, they don't need fertilizer. It's not going to benefit them. Now, obviously, some of the plants that might be forced because they're under grow lights, you know, maybe some of those herbs might need a little bit here and there, like an all-purpose, especially if you're trying to get them to grow so you can use them. But your plants that are just, you know, house plants or just plants to keep something going during the winter, we're not trying to push growth on them. We're trying to let them be. You know, so fertilizing for the month of December, even into January, February, not so much. Don't really need it. Now, something I'd love for you to be looking at, maybe on a monthly, at least a monthly, but maybe bi-weekly, is look at your plants and see, are there any insects on it? Now, hopefully, before you brought them in, you sprayed everything down with a neem oil, you know, to get rid of white flies and aphids and some of those other, you know, insects. But we're looking every couple weeks at our plants to make sure that what we've brought in, maybe some of those insects were hiding and we didn't see them. Or maybe as they've gone dormant, some of the leaves have fallen so we can see in a little bit easier. So make sure that you take a look at them every couple weeks. Because if you catch it early, it's a small infestation. But if you wait, it could take out all your plants. So just some things to be thinking about for this month of what to be doing with your plants, indoors and out. Now we're going to take another break. We'll come back for the next hour. And we're definitely going to talk about that poinsettia and the meaning behind it, all that stuff, because I'm excited about it. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.